to thank. I need no permission, did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. Cause you had your turn, and now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it.
No longer single, but very much in control, Beyoncé emerged the big winner at Sunday night's 52nd annual Grammy Awards ceremony. The 28-year-old singer and wife of rap kingpin Jay-Z collected 6 Grammys on the evening, setting a single ceremony record for a female artist. That puts Beyoncé's career Grammy total at 16. She's third among female acts behind 26-time winner Alison Krauss and 18-time winner Aretha Franklin. Among Beyoncé's victories was Song of the Year for Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It. Several high-profile acts emerged first-time winners, including Lady Gaga. The flamboyant singer took 2 trophies, Best Dance Recording for Poker Face and Best Electronic Dance Album for The Fame. Lady Gaga also opened the 3-1/2-hour telecast, changing costumes during a 2-song performance of Poker Face and Speechless. The latter saw her share the stage with Elton John, who performed bits of his 1970 hit single, Your Song. Among other performing highlights were Beyoncé singing a few bars of Alanis Morissette's 1995 hit, You Oughta Know, Pink's upside-down high-wire rendition of Glitter in the Air, the Black Eyed Peas' futuristic performance of I'm a Bee and I Got a Feeling, and Mary J. Blige providing an emotional rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water with operatic tenor Andrea Bocelli. Images of the Haitian earthquake flashed on screen during their performance of the Simon and Garfunkel favorite. Currently available for downloading, the song benefits Red Cross recovery efforts in the devastated Caribbean island. Among the night's most anticipated performances was a 3D tribute to the late Michael Jackson. Celine Dion, Jennifer Hudson, Smokey Robinson, Carrie Underwood, and Usher performed his composition Earth Song, accompanied by 3-dimensional images of nature. Following the performance, 2 of Michael's 3 children, son Prince and daughter Paris, accepted their father's posthumous Lifetime Achievement Award. Prince spoke of his father's concern for nature and humanity.
We are proud to be here to accept this award on behalf of our father, Michael Jackson. First of all, we'd like to thank God for watching over us for these past 7 months. We'd also like to thank the fans. Our father loved you so much because you're always there for him. Our father was always concerned about the planet and humanity. Through all his hard work and dedication, he has helped through many charities and donated to all of them. Through all his songs, his message was simple: love. We will continue to spread his message and help the world. Thank you. We love you, Daddy.
While Beyoncé dominated the album count, she didn't collect on all 10 of her nominations. Rock band Kings of Leon bested her for Record of the Year with Use Somebody. The Tennessee Quartet, which won 3 awards on the evening, gave one of the telecast's more informal acceptance speeches.
I'm not going to lie, we're all a little drunk, but we're happy drunk. So we have a lot of people we're supposed to thank, but I'm not good at it, so I'm going to let him say, hey, you guys made it up here.
Hey, Takira made it up here. All right.
Man, thank you, fans, first of all. Amazing. We have the best fans in the world. Thank you, God. Thank you, family. Whoever else I forgot, I'll buy you shots afterwards. So,
also surprising Grammy observers was the Zac Brown Band, which took Best New Artist honors. The Georgia country rock outfit was viewed as something of a long shot, competing against rock acts Silver Sun Pickups and the Ting Tings, rhythm and blues singer Carrie Hilson, and alternative dance pop duo MGMT. 2 years ago, Taylor Swift was nominated for Best New Artist and lost. On Sunday night, the 20-year-old Pennsylvania native was not to be denied. She took home 4 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, for her 5-million-selling Fearless. It makes Taylor the youngest artist to ever win the category.
Oh, wow, thank you so much. I just hope that you know how much this means to me. And our families are freaking out in their living rooms. My dad and my little brother are losing their minds in the living room right now. This is the story all of us when we're 80 years old and we are telling the same stories over and over again to our grandkids, and they're so annoyed with us. This is the story we're going to be telling over and over again. In 2010, how we got to win Album of the Year at the Grammys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sunday's telecast also paused to look back at the artists who died over the past year, among them folk singer Mary Travers, soul great Teddy Pendergrass, and Les Paul, who helped popularize the solid-body electric guitar and multi-track recording. We'll call upon the Black Eyed Peas to finish our look at the 52nd Annual Grammy Awards Ceremony. The quartet won three trophies, including Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals for its global hit, I Got a Feeling. I'm Ray McDonald.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night.